Jeremy Wyatt, before we get into the actions for tonight, I have to say those fans, they were seeming awfully rowdy tonight.
Fans are idiots. Like, I mean, seriously. You got mush mouth that looks like a California raisin mumbling something. I mean, like, instead of yelling at me, maybe he should go talk to a dentist because he looks like he let a firecracker go off in his mouth. And then you got these idiots chanting my name. I mean, I understand I'm great and I'm awesome, but I really do not want these heathens even contemplating saying my name. Like, my name is too good to be spoken by those tards.
Now on to the events of tonight. We got to start off with your manager, Steve Gerthy, got super kicked by Tyler Cook, kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's a real tough guy. Let's super kick a manager / sports agent. Yeah, way to go, Tyler. You're winning points for that one. But yeah, he suffered a concussion, so. Hopefully he won't be out too long, but yeah, I mean, you know, getting super kicked in the face sucks. Especially sucks when you're a manager and can't defend yourself.
And I had noticed when you and SBC came out after that happened, SBC seemed a little bit humored at that.
He sure did, didn't he? Well, you know, I guess karma, and we saw what happened to him later on that night, so.
Yeah, you guys had the match with Heroes for Hire for the tag belts, and what looked like you pulled off the victory.
We did pull off the victory. I pinned him 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring.
But then SBC was actually going up to the referee saying, "No, I was legal man, not you."
Because he's an idiot. Simply put, I mean, you're in this business to win championships. You're in this business to make more money. And to make more money, you have to win championships to get the championship purse. There is such a thing. If you're just some jobber that comes out in the first match, you're making peanuts. And, you know, he wants to be this, you know, little hero, I guess, or, you know, this do-gooder. But he cost him he's never won a title ever. My nickname is the Belt Collector. I didn't give myself that nickname. There's a reason why I'm called that, because I win championships everywhere I go. And this guy hasn't won anything ever, but yet he basically screwed. He's not only screwed me, but it's no big deal because I can go to some random podunk promotion tomorrow and win another title. But he screwed himself.
So do you think now in the long run, with that stipulation match we had several weeks ago, that adding him into Gerthy Management Group might have not been a good stipulation?
It might not be good for him. It's fine for me. I mean, I'm the NWA Central States champion. I mean, you know, he can fall in line or, you know, be a part of the team, or he can fight it and be unsuccessful like he has been the whole time here in Metro.